I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Sometimes I just be wanting to listen to this beat and not say shit when I record this podcast. I ain't gonna lie to you, y'all. But what's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. Y'all would think I would know what episode I'm on, but I never do. I'm not gonna lie to you. I just don't be knowing. Let's see if I can find it. More. This is what I don't like about this new little setup they got for Spotify and whatnot. They changed everything that I knew and got used to. So we are now on episode 27. God damn, 27 episodes. Actually, that's basically an episode for each year of my life. That's kind of dope. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But let's go ahead and get out the formalities. Make sure you rate this thing 5 stars on that podcast. Helps to go up an algorithm and bring in more listeners. If you listen thing on Spotify, share it out on all major platforms. I know you got them. Tell a friend, tell 2 friends, and tell your mama and your auntie. You dig what I'm saying? Got more stuff I'm working on in the background as far as like merch and, you know, like little upgrading tweaks and whatnot to like the streams and whatnot. Make sure you pull it to the streams at twitch.tv/woozily. You dig what I'm saying? We working. That's all I can say. We just working. You dig what I'm saying? Now, in the previous podcast, I'm pretty sure I mentioned that like I was going to Vegas for a bowling tournament. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about this gaming thing. And then we're going to talk about there's something I'm missing, but I can't remember. Whatever, I'll remember later. Oh, a comic book that I read that was like pretty dope. That's what I want to talk about too. But actually, let's get the comic book out the way. So I'm pretty sure some of y'all, at least most of the people who listen to this podcast, have heard of the Black Sands, like publishing company or something like that, for the comic. If I could actually find a picture, and make sure if you're watching the video version of this thing, you dig what I'm saying, on youtube.com/woozle as well. I'm actually gonna show this thing, Black Sands anime. Yeah, it has like an entire like YouTube channel and shit like that, or they have like an entire YouTube channel, right? They have like the stuff like animated and whatnot. But let me go ahead and switch the. Y'all gotta excuse me. I got. My allergies are messing up, so I got like mucus and whatnot. That's why I kind of sound a little nasally. But yeah, so if you look, it looks like this is the very first like book or like ultimate edition, which has like four or five of the comics in one. I read this on my way to Vegas, and I'm not gonna lie to you, this comic is actually fucking amazing. And my man's right here, he's actually the CEO of Black Sands, and I'm not gonna lie, he did his thing. I mean, it's nice to actually have a representation like in that type of space and whatnot. To give you guys like an idea of what it's about, essentially it tells like the story of like Egypt and like how these kids like have it's a lot. I'm not gonna lie to you, like I'm trying to like simplify it, but it's basically the hero's tale. There we go. It's the hero's tale. And if you know anything about like writing and things like that, you will kind of understand what I'm talking about. They have like characters that kind of get on my nerves, like the main character, he's headstrong and he's all about like, you know, making his father and grandfather proud and shit like that. And he has to deal with that turmoil, but what kind of pisses me off about him is his headstrong attitude. They have another little girl who has like close like to the power of storm, but a lot more than that. They have another girl who could manipulate like how she looks or shit like that, and like phase through shit. They have unique powers. I'm not gonna lie, I was reading it and I was like, yo, this is fire. But the only thing that like kind of like took me out of it was probably because of the book I was reading. It kind of gave you like in between like comics, it would tell you why they did like a design choice like that or something like that. And for me, I was more so focusing on that piece than so I would forget some of the comic I read, because I was like more interested in like why they chose like certain design choices, because most of the stuff's kind of like based off like Egyptian like mythology, stuff like that, basically stuff that a lot of us don't learn about at all, unless, you know, you go out your way to learn about that type of stuff. And I actually enjoyed that comic, and I would actually recommend that y'all cop a copy of it. If I'm not mistaken, he actually has an app called like BSP Anime or something like that. Let me see if I can find this thing. BSP But yeah, BSP Comics. It looks like this. So if you're watching the video version of this, and I don't know Buddy at all, I'm not getting paid for none of this. I'm just showing support to something that I actually like. But yeah, he has a pretty good comic. And also on top of this, on this comic book app, it features other other black comic creators and anime creators, shit like that. And I'm for that shit, so peep that when you get the chance. Now let's talk about this Vegas trip, because there was a lot that happened in a matter of like 4 fucking days. So I get there early for, you know, just like to hang out like with my parents and whatnot, because like the day that everybody actually shows up is like Friday. We go like a day early just to relax and kick our feet up, and above all else, just get out of Arizona. Now, if y'all remember previously, give me 1 second. Gotta wipe my nose. If you remember previously, I literally just got back from a trip out to Vegas to celebrate my homeboy's fiance's birthday, which was fun. And if y'all follow me on Instagram or Snapchat or something like that, you know your boy was lit and having a good goddamn time. So when we went out there, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I started feeling kind of funny. And not on some like, you know, I don't have a good feeling about this. Like, I just wasn't feeling good. Now, keep this in mind. I've never had a problem with allergies at all. I've never had allergies. Like, pollen, dust, and stuff like that never bothered me. Like, well, I'm not going to say dust, because dust, you have to be a certain sociopath or a psychopath and not have dust bother you. And I mean, like, house dust. But, like, outside dust, shit like that, never fazed me. None of that, dude. Like, none of that bothered me. But for whatever reason, right, I was like, I woke up like that Thursday morning, I had like a little bit of congestion, but I ignored it because it wasn't too bad. Because normally, like in the morning, my nose like starts to run anyways, so I just, you know, blow my nose and I'm good. And I've been like that for years, so I really never thought about it, right? But like the more that we started traveling and shit like that, like I had like a little bit of like a sore throat, whatever. I had like a little minor cough and I got like a headache. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Now keep this in mind, I felt good the days prior, and I actually streamed that Wednesday, right? A lot of y'all were in that stream. Like, I streamed that Wednesday and I was fine, but like that Thursday, for whatever reason, I just woke up like on some BS. So I was like, all right, you know, whatever. And when we get there, you dig, I get out the car and my body just felt weak. Like standing up kind of sucked, and I'm like, okay, this don't feel right. Like, this isn't it. This isn't it. So get to the hotel room. Fast forward, you know, we have lunch or dinner, I think, or lunch. We had one of the two, and back at the hotel room, and I get in my damn bed, and I just break out in like chills. Like, I'm like really cold, and I'm wearing a damn dress shirt, pants, socks, and I'm just mad cold. And I'm like, okay, I think I got a head cold. Can't be nothing too serious. I'm pretty sure I got a head cold, because this can't just be allergies. So my mom hooked your boy up with some allergy pills, some Claritin or whatever. Got me right. It started like draining my damn nose and whatnot. And it actually did help, because I woke up in the middle of the night that Thursday in a complete and total sweat, which sucked, because waking up in a pool of sweat in the bed is just the worst shit like ever. That Friday, I felt a little bit good. I was moving around some more. I was straight. Boy, did I participate in some extracurricular activities, if you catch my drift. Yeah, Friday was a fun one. Friday was fun. We did watch a bunch of bowling tournaments as well. So the hotel I stayed at the Orleans, and for whatever reason, they had a plethora of tournaments, and they lied to us, because these motherfuckers said that they're going to be using a normal house pattern for the bowling alley, right? For like all these leagues and whatnot. They're not going to have Scorpion, Badger, Bear, Cheetah, none of that. Just simple house pattern, which is normally, I think, is like 39 feet heavy on the outside, and then it gets, or heavy oil on like the first like couple boards or whatever, and then, you know, thins out, then you're good. Not in this case, because I swear to God, it was like a 40-foot pattern, pure oil. Because people who, like, were throwing a good ball that, like, my dad and I were watching, they were, like, getting pocket splits, pocket nines, or in some cases, their ball wouldn't even hook. And if you don't know what hooking is, that means, like, curving. It, you've watched bowling. But hooking, for all my people who actually bowl, they would throw a good ball, and that thing wouldn't hook. Like, it would just keep sliding. And we're, like, watching, like, yo, like, this is about to be some bullshit. Now, keep that in mind. So, after that Friday passes, you dig? And I had my own room at the time, so I was watching the game. I was in my room chilling and resting, because while I did feel better, or a whole lot better than I did that Thursday, I should say, I still wasn't at 100% yet. Like, my body was still kind of, like, you know, fully draining itself out and whatnot. I was able to move around. I had more energy, but, like, I still want to just lay down and go to sleep, because my head felt like somebody was, like, speed bagging my damn skull. And I'm pretty sure I know why, because leading up to Vegas, I wasn't drinking nearly as much water as I normally do, because, like, I didn't work out damn near most of that week, because I was busy trying to stream, get these videos out, of which I failed miserably doing that shit, but whatever. But, like, stream, get these videos out, and then, like, getting ready to pack and whatnot, and I completely spaced on, like, working out and, like, drinking water like how I normally do, because y'all know, Big Blue's over here, I try to drink this thing, like, at least 2 times a day, right? I wasn't really doing that. I was maybe drinking that, like, once every other day. So I wasn't hydrated. So I'm pretty sure, like, I was dehydrated going out there, because I was drinking nothing but, like, Gatorade and Sprite. So, you know, you live and you learn. But that Saturday, I was lit. I was excited, because that's, you know, my day to bowl. You know, that's, like, that's the shit I was looking forward to. So my team ended up taking 4th place. We came all the 15th and came into 4th. You know what I'm saying? Took home some good bread. Or we got some good bread apiece for that as a team. And when we got ready to bowl, my first ball, and I'm a lefty, and I throw 2 balls. I didn't bring out my spare ball, but I throw 2 of them. My original red one that y'all seen in, like, my bowling video, the Ruby, she is, like, I think a mid lane ball. So, like, when the ball gets, like, the middle of the lane, it gets ready, it takes off, it gets ready to hook. My other ball, my Honey Badger Pinky, it's also a mid lane ball, but it'll slide out a little bit more. It's more aggressive than, or it'll hook faster than Ruby will. It's a more aggressive ball, and that's why I got it, because I wanted a more aggressive ball. And that ball will take off on these lanes. Neither one of them were doing that, and I mean, I was throwing my ball regular speed, because I throw a 15-pound ball, and I'm usually throwing it between 15 to 60 miles per hour, somewhere in that region. But even still, it just didn't matter. It had a mind of its own. It was doing its own thing, which, I'm not gonna lie, was incredibly frustrating, because, you know, if for my folks who bowl, I think, like, the homie Royal bowls or whatever, there's nothing more frustrating than, like, when you throw your regular ball and your regular ball doesn't do nothing, so now you have to figure out the adjustment. But here's the kicker. So during my normal bowling leagues, it's 4v4, so it's us, my team, and then versus another team. But the thing is, once my team bowls, we then have to wait for their team to bowl. So it's all, like, you know, the first bowler versus the other first bowler, they go, and then second, they go. But sometimes, you know, your team will get done bowling, and then you have to wait for their team to catch the fuck up. This wasn't that, and we're a fast bowling team because we want to get this shit over with and done, and we don't really like sitting there and being the last bowlers out the alley. It's annoying. But when we were in Vegas doing this tournament, it's just us bowling, and we're basically trying to have, like, the best score for out of everybody there. So there wasn't much time for us to make adjustments because we already bowl, like, rapid pace. So you don't have no time to sit down. You throw your ball, sit for, like, all of 5 seconds, and you're up again. Just throw your ball. Like, it was just constant, just constant the whole time. So there was not much time for adjustment. And honestly, trying to make adjustments really didn't matter. We tried moving up, tried stepping back, tried stepping over, tried to slow my ball down, tried moving my mark. I was trying literally everything and nothing was working. Like, I bowled terrible. I bowled like a 140 something, a 180, and then like a 164. My average is a 180. So I was pissed. I'm not gonna lie, I was very frustrated. But I didn't feel that bad though, because other bowlers in that, like in the league that I bowl in, like other like actually good bowlers, they bowl like shit too. Like they're like, I couldn't shoot above like a 220. Like they're like, I could barely like hit that 200 mark, bro. Like it was bad. So that's how I knew I was not bugging. But you know, we took fourth, and your boy actually got second place for a series high handicap. So that was kind of dope. Cause I almost bowled to 300. Oh, I almost forgot to tell y'all that shit. So yeah, before I actually went to Vegas, the last week before we actually take off, I bowled a 299. I literally missed the perfect game by one fucking pin. But now, it's now my goal to hit a 300 this year or this upcoming year, this upcoming season. So I got a lot of practicing to do. I'm actually gonna go practice bowling. I'm actually gonna go practice probably tomorrow, Saturday, and then I have a basketball game on Sunday. So I gotta get right, man. You don't become great by doing nothing, you dig? So I gotta get right. I gotta get used to that shit. I'm supposed to get another ball too. Another ball is gonna get gifted to me, so that's nice. But you know, but yeah, we did that, and then Sunday, Sunday. So Sunday morning, I woke up like at 9 o'clock, early as shit. I don't know why. And I got active, if you catch what I'm saying. I got active pretty damn early. We were gonna watch the Suns game because my dad's a Suns fan. I like the Suns and I want them to beat the Lakers, of which it's time this podcast. They have apparently beat these motherfuckers, so I'm not gonna lie. It's great to see because the Lakers finally got over that. It finally got over that hump. So that's great. They finally got over that Lakers hump. But we went downstairs or whatever, and then we're gonna walk around or something like that. We didn't even hit the strip this year. We just literally stayed like at the hotel, which honestly, I'm being completely 100% honest, that's kind of me in Vegas. I just like being out of town and just in a different environment and by a bowling alley. I'm a simple man, dog. You get me out of town in a bowling alley within like 5 miles, I'm a happy camper. I don't ask for much. I don't need to be on the strip all day. I've been to the strip multiple damn times, and as a legal adult, it's just advanced people watching with a drink in my hand. It's cool, but I don't like people, so there's that. But we went downstairs and we seen this dude that we like bowl with, this real cool dude whose actual name is Anthony too. But we seen him like at the bar or at like the little lounge area. We went over there and kicked it with him, and then we just started drinking. I don't remember much. I just remember I was talking a lot, and y'all know me, I've been to the strings. I'm an introvert, but when I'm drinking, I become an extrovert, and I apparently had a lot of fun. I remember bits and pieces, like I seen this very short bald dude come to the bathroom, because if y'all remember the joke, I even said this before, or you've heard it before too, the DL Hughley joke was like, you ever been so high that you look in the mirror, you say, you are high. Yeah, I did that because I was gone, and this short bald dude came and he looked at me, and I had the goofy look on my face. I'm like this, looking at the mirror, like laughing, and I see him, and he was like probably 5'3", 5'4". Like real short, and when I looked down, all I seen was just a bald head, and I was like, damn, your head is shiny as shit. And he looked at me confused, and my eyes are low, and I just started laughing. I just walked out the damn bathroom. But after that, it's blank, it's like a blur. I do remember, actually I don't even fully remember, I recorded apparently, because let me go to my damn TikTok. I ended up recording like 20 videos on my TikTok that are like in my drafts, so I can upload at least 2 to 3 times a day for like a good week. I went nuts on the content creation, randomly just recording videos on TikTok. And then not only that, y'all might get a super secret like vlog out of me. And when I say super secret, I mean like Oof. Because I don't want to really tell y'all, but I looked it up, or I looked at my phone one day, and I was like, why do I have this long ass video on my shit, right? I apparently recorded a 10 minute vlog where I am sitting on my couch of my hotel room, or in my hotel room, whatever, just talking. Like, I recorded a 30 second video where I say I'm gonna do a vlog, and I did like a 10 minute video where I'm in my hotel room just talking. So y'all might get that. That's a strong might. I was just, woo, some other shit that day. I was on some other shit that day, but I did have a good trip overall. It was great. I mean, when you go in with some money and come out with even more money than you went in with, you can't complain. I mean, that's a dub in my book. But overall, the Vegas trip was fun. I can't get into all the details because some things are not worth the podcast, and I'm trying to get sponsored and whatnot. So yeah, unless you're in the Discord when I'm just on one of my late night talks or something like that, you're just not gonna get all the stories. Y'all just gonna get the bits and pieces and just know it's a good trip and I made money. Ote. In other news, E3 is coming up. I actually got the email today about the E3 2021 schedule. So the official scheduling is going to be, and I could register, I guess, or something like that. They're gonna do a virtual booth or something like that this year. So you know, I might try it just to see, you know, content. But here is what the schedule is gonna look like. So Saturday, and this is from June 12th to June 15th. So June 12th, the broadcast pre-show. The conferences will be Ubisoft, Gearbox, and a session with Game Beat. That Sunday, that's when Microsoft will have their show. The Square Enix and PC Gaming Show. Nobody cares about PC because it's always a snooze fest. As well as Warner Bros. Games, which I'm not going to lie, if they do announce like another Shadow of War or like Conquer the Shadow, I don't know, something about Middle Earth, y'all gonna see a whole different side of me. And then Monday they got where is it Take-Two Interactive, so it's probably gonna be something about 2K possibly, and Razer and Capcom. And that Tuesday is just like the pre-post show. It's like the wrap up where they basically revisit everything. And then Bandai, Namco, and then Eureka Games gonna have a little showing or something like that. So that is the plan. And I do plan on live streaming. So like basically doing like live reactions like I did, what was it? Last E3 actually. So y'all know, we gonna try to get busy with all that. Any other news that I could think of off the top of my head? Hold up. Let me see if I can find this tweet. Because I'm not going to lie, this was funny. A dude tried suing Nintendo and got cast out. And then I guess Nintendo countersued. I thought that was just kind of damn funny. I can't find this tweet. Oh, my God. But we do got some more goofy business. Balenciaga. So let me go ahead and make it be known, I don't know anything about designer or anything like that, because I generally don't care. I wear what I like, and I like wearing tank tops, joggers, basketball shorts, and Crocs. That's it. And that's just me saying clothes I like to wear. I actually don't like wearing clothes at all, but we already went over this. So Balenciaga apparently is making a PS5 tee, right now. Peep gang, y'all know the PS5 is hard to get. It's like $500 for like the slim, and or for the discless one, and about $600 for the one that has a disc drive in it, right? But guess what, Balenciaga is going to sell you a PS5 shirt that just has the PS5 like little, like the plate, like the Sony logo and PS5 on it, right? Both $675. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all simmer on that for a couple seconds. You heard me correct, folks. Instead of buying a PS5, you can buy a t-shirt that says PS5 for more than the PS5 is actually selling for. And you know what's the sad part? People are gonna buy this shit. I know people are gonna buy this shit. They bought this. This is why I know people are gonna buy this shit. People were buying Oreo cookies that just said Supreme on them. They taste the exact same. How do I know? It's a fucking Oreo cookie. How are they gonna change it? They literally just put Supreme on it. Motherfuckers buy $400 t-shirts and shit like that. Like, nothing surprises me anymore, bro. Like, it's ridiculous, G. As far as any other gaming news, this doesn't surprise me in the slightest. And I will say this. If you have any hope for any upcoming games to come out like this year or anything, jump off that. Don't hold on to hope for it. Just let it go and expect them to come out next year or 2023. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. The reason why I say this is because God of War, Ragnarok, the new one or whatever, it got delayed and pushed back to 2022. This doesn't surprise me. I'm actually happy it got delayed, because I don't want it to be a disaster like Cyberpunk was, where it is a great looking game, we're all excited for it, just for it to fall flat because you didn't have enough time to actually work on and work out all the bugs and kinks. Plus, not everybody has a PS5. Not as many people have it, so it won't be the actual full experience that a lot of people will be able to have. And they probably are having issues trying to, you know, make the game work on the PS5, as well as making it run well, or make it run at all on the PS4. Because we know the PS4, you try to run GTA on that thing, it sounds like a jet engine is about to take off. So I can only imagine with a more graphically intensive game like a God of War is going to do to the old hardware. So if you had hope about playing God of War this year, I'm gonna need you to let that thing go. If you have any hope for any game that's not a yearly recurring title, like a 2K, a Madden, or a COD, or something like that, go ahead and abandon ship, bro, because it's not happening. I can promise you that. Another piece of interesting news is the new Battlefield. I think it's gonna be called like Battlefield 6, something like that. It's supposed to be going back into modern combat, and they're supposed to be having a reveal for it, because this was done by, I think, via tweet by the official Battlefield page. On June 9th, they're gonna have like a little reveal and give us more information on the game. It's supposed to be modern, it's supposed to be increasing the player size instead of, I think it was like, so it'd be like one, I think they said like 180, like 90 versus 90 or something like that. They were gonna do something crazy, like with the player counts and like the maps and things of that sort, which is great. But the biggest thing that I'm gonna need EA and DICE to realize, we are sick of going back in f***ing time. We don't want World War One. We don't want World War Two. We don't even want NOM at this point. You know, we want a modern shooter. Listen to me carefully, DICE and EA. A modern shooter. A modern shooter. All right. Because the Battlefield, what, one or whatever it was, that World War One, I'm fighting with fucking toilet pipes and sticks, and World War Two was no better because you only had two or three guns that anybody ever recognized, unless you're a war historian. Like, nobody was trying to, like, the crazy part was those games had really great destruction in them. Like, they did have really good destruction in them, and I'm not gonna lie, graphically, but I expect this from an EA game or from a Battlefield game. Graphically, the game was good, and even the sound of it was crisp. But nobody wants to play those. They're cool for all of the first match, and then you get bored, especially you play on that sand map where everybody just snipes on the outskirts. You get sick of it. So yeah, I am super good on old games, on those old World War One and World War Two games. Give me a modern shooter and you got my money. Stop playing, increase the level of destruction, give us some better customization, and you have us sold. Because we do want another damn Battlefield game. Well, Battlefield is one of my all-time favorite shooting franchises. The franchise, like, my all-time favorite. Probably, as far as games go, Battlefield 3 and 4. I was going to say just Battlefield 3 and 4. I was going to put them as one. It's in my top 5. But my number one is probably Siege still. I'm not gonna lie to you. I love Siege. I really do love Siege. But yeah, just give us modern shooter and we straight. Oh, and I don't know if I mentioned this already. Probably gonna be like my last like little tipping note. Expect a lot of more. Jesus, English woo. Expect a lot more like Xbox games and whatnot finally. Because in case I didn't mention it, I don't remember if I did or not. I want an Xbox Series X. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? You see this? Yeah, I won one. Shout out to the homie, TBH. I actually won his contest that he had for it, and it got sent to my house pretty goddamn quickly. And shout out to the homie Nomad as well, too, because he actually put me on to the HDMI splitter that he uses, and the thing is, mwah, great. Simple, button, love it. The setup was a pain in the ass, but I got it. But yeah, I won an Xbox Series X, and I've been playing Gears with the homie Unknown and Kenny. Dear God, I suck at that game, and I'm not used to being bad at a game. I'm really not. Like, some games I say I'm bad at, but I just gotta, you know, play it for like a couple hours, and then I figure it out. This game, I could actually say I'm genuinely bad at. Excuse me. But the potential is there, and I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable with it. You know, game by game, but it's a learning curve, because people have been playing this, you know, forever, because, you know, Gears is a long-loved franchise. I love Gears as much as I love Halo as well. But, like, it's one of those games where, dog, you have to stay on top of your shit at all times, because that motherfucker's different. I'm out here getting wall bounced. Motherfuckers getting real wiggly on me and just, oh my, I'm getting one-shotted. It's not it. It's fun. And that's the thing, because y'all know how I feel. If I'm getting beasted at a game, but I'm having fun, I want to get better at it so I could do the beasting. So it's enjoyable for me to actually learn something and not actually be good at it. And it's an actually like a good game, which makes it better. So it's like, I'm getting fucked up, but I'm gonna figure it out. When I do, it's over for everybody. Like, we're in there playing ranked and I'm getting just obliterated and still having fun. So I've been enjoying that. But yeah, expect like some of that content. I'm playing Fable 1, 2, and 3. I'm actually probably gonna play Fable when I wake up in the morning. But yeah, I've been basically getting back like into the whole swing of things, because the Xbox Game Pass is clutch, dog. I get EA Play, which I already have like on my PC, but still, I get that, and I get like over like 100+ games on it. So I got Fable 1, 2, 3. I already have Black Ops 1. I mean, Black Ops 2 is backwards compatible on that. So if I could actually get some games on Black Ops 2 with that, I'm gonna get active, unless, you know, I have to do something else. We're gonna talk about that. But overall, I've been enjoying it. I've actually been playing my Xbox more than I've been playing my PlayStation. I've been using my PlayStation for like YouTube, Hulu, and HBO, and Disney Plus. I've been using it for that. The only time I really play my PlayStation for like a game, if I'm like playing NBA Live. Yes, I've been playing NBA Live again. Y'all can expect some videos for that too. And that's about it. Unless for like one of my walkthroughs or whatever. But other than that, yeah, I just been playing my Xbox lately. I had a real big issue previously, like before my last two podcasts, like where my internet just was not cooperating and just not working, where I was uploading nothing for like damn near 2 weeks. And that was actually like the week of me going to Vegas that first time and me coming back. So it's damn near like 2 weeks where my internet was just on BS, but we're back now. I had to reinstall a whole bunch of stuff, but now my computer runs oh so much better. It's fully updated and everything's just lovely. It's just lovely. But that's all I got on my show notes for today. With that being said, folks, I hope you guys enjoyed this quick little, you know, little Thoroughbred Talks podcast. I'm trying to keep these things under an hour, unless I get caught up in some type of rant, or unless I get caught up on some type of topic. I want to keep it to at least, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, because I think that's a good like little niche for a pod. But make sure y'all rate this thing 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you have it on Spotify, tell a friend, tell 2 friends, tell your aunts and uncles. And y'all be easy. Drink water, stay hydrated, so you don't be like me with a goddamn head cold. I love y'all. I'm gonna holler at y'all later, though. We out. Peace.